First up, this Monday on CNN Student News, apparent acts of terrorism on U.S. soil. I'm Carl Azus. Let's go. Police in Manhattan, an island and a borough of New York City, are hunting for whoever set off an explosion that injured 29 people on Saturday night. They'd all been released from hospitals by the next morning. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it was obviously an act of terrorism, but that it happened when there was no specific threat against New York City from any terrorist organizations.
We will find who planted these explosives, and they will be punished.
You heard him say explosives. Police believe the one that went off was hidden in or near a dumpster, and officials found another device a few blocks away, a pressure cooker with wires and a cell phone attached to it. Police didn't know for certain if it was connected to the device that went off nearby. They're also investigating whether any of this is linked to a separate explosion Saturday morning in New Jersey. It went off in a garbage can along the route of a U.S. Marine Corps charity run. But the run had been delayed, and there was no one nearby or hurt in that blast. There were several people wounded, though, in an apparent terrorist attack at a mall in Minnesota Saturday. A man stabbed 9 people at the Crossroads Mall in St. Cloud before he was shot and killed by police. Part of the Islamic State, or ISIS, terrorist group claimed it was responsible for that attack.